I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine in the forecast today, maybe some fog through the morning hours. Expect a high near 81 degrees. Governor Bruce Rauner is criticizing lawmakers' plan to address the state's massive backlog of unpaid bills. The state's backlog currently stands at more than $14 billion. It nearly tripled over the last 2 years because of the budget impasse. Lawmakers approved a plan to borrow money to pay that debt down so that the state wouldn't be losing $2 million a day in interest. But Governor Rauner is critical of that plan.
More borrowing on top of the spending behavior of the state government is not an optimal answer.
Rauner didn't say how he would address the backlog of bills. He says lawmakers should adopt reforms so that the state won't be in this position in the future. Democratic Controller Susana Mendoza accuses Rauner's administration of dragging its feet on the borrowing plan. Teacher unions are opposing a draft proposal that would divert tax revenue away from the state to pay tuition for sending students to private schools. They criticize it as a school voucher program, as Tony Arnold reports.
As schools wonder how long a political impasse in Springfield will hold up education funding, lawmakers have begun privately discussing a $100 million program that offers scholarships to kids so they can go to private or parochial school. Kathy Griffin leads the Illinois Education Association, a large teachers union.
There has been no discussion. There has been no debate. And whenever something like that happens without having an open forum, it always questions what's going on.
A draft proposal reviewed by WBEZ indicates most Illinois families would be eligible for the program, which could have big effects on public school enrollment. I'm Tony Arnold.
A federal judge has ruled an Illinois law requiring hospital and medical clinic professionals to tell pregnant women about all of their available options, including abortion, can't be enforced. The Chicago Tribune reports U.S. District Judge Frederick Capilla says until litigation is settled, the law shouldn't be enforced. The Thomas More Society filed that lawsuit back in March. It targets a provision that lawmakers added last year to the Healthcare Right of Conscience Act. It requires physicians to discuss all medical options available to patients. The society contends the law forces healthcare providers who are opposed to abortion to discuss the procedure and refer a patient for an abortion if requested. They call that a violation of the U.S. Constitution and federal law that protects healthcare workers from forced involvement in abortion. Defendants include Governor Bruce Rauner and the U.S. Health and Human Services. Governor Rauner has signed new legislation that requires state employees to take cybersecurity training. Most workers have already gone through the program, which is taken online and happens every year. Governor Rauner says it's important because employees remain the state's first line of defense. The training covers topics like identity theft, computer viruses, and preventing data breaches. I'm Jennifer Fuller.